We've been talking about the debate. Why not? Actually, both debates. And kind of interesting because our next guest was watching them from a different angle, perhaps. Ruth Sherman is a CEO, celebrity and entrepreneur, speech and media coach, former faculty member of the Women's Campaign School at Yale University, coaching hundreds of candidates who have run for office, was watching intently as they went through the motions last night, and is joining us here, by the way, tweets at Ruth Sherman, and is here. Ruth, thank you for being on POTUS today.
Hey, Tim. How are you? Great to be with you.
So give us your what you watch for when you watch a debate.
I watch for how the candidates come across as an average person. So if I'm sitting there and I'm a voter, I'm a citizen, I'm analyzing what people are going to feel when these candidates are actually speaking. So it's about delivery. It's about connection. It's about how they display their authority, their expertise, their knowledge. And some of them connect better than others.
Do they do it with policy? Do they do it with their body language? How do they do it?
Yeah, they don't do it with policy, although that's part of it. Yes, sadly for some of them. But they do it with their body language, with their voices. They do it with their storytelling. They do it with their examples. They do it with their backstories or their what I call their personal hero journey types of stories.
So let's take it in order. We had the earlier debate. And by the way, I will say that I have total affinity with you on one of the tweets you sent out yesterday. I am having difficulty listening to Governor Perry, partly because you said no one should be allowed to discuss the issue of nuclear without knowing how to pronounce the word, and he used nuclear, which seems to be a Texas thing, and it seems to have slipped back in. And quite frankly, I grew up with a father in the electric industry, and he always lectured me whenever somebody said nuclear, so I've always heard nuclear.
Nuclear, which is the mispronunciation, as you said, is actually a very common mispronunciation, and there's actually a linguistic reason for that that we won't go into here. But yeah, I think that Governor Perry sounds a bit unknowledgeable, and I think we're done with nuclear in terms of leadership after having had to deal with it for 8 years with George W. Bush.
What did Carly Fiorina do that made so many pundits say afterwards, you know, she really connected?
She was so polished and so ready and so knowledgeable. Her knowledge seemed very deep. Her public speaking skills were extremely linear. I'm sure you noticed that, Tim.
What does that mean? Explain linear.
Very reasoned from beginning to end. So there was a logic to what she was saying when she was answering questions. It was certainly that she had prepared, but also that she was able to speak from, there was an arc to her answers. So mm-hmm. There was a beginning, middle, and end. It made sense. It was easy to understand. And she displayed her authority and communication skills, I think, and leadership skills, which is really what this is all about, quite well.
I think you make that point well, because I did notice that several times, several candidates, and a lot of candidates fall into this when debate, your time is limited, and they tend to give you a checklist of things that they wanted to make sure they get in their statements somewhere in the debate. It especially happens early on in debates because they don't know how much time they're going to have, so they want to make that impression really quickly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think Carly Fiorina was pretty good at this and probably better than the others. One of the problems that I saw, for example, with Lindsey Graham is that he looked so deflated for such an experienced politician. Why was it that he was as flat and as boring as he was? It's hard to understand that.
Let's take a couple of candidates that you tweeted about. I'll give you a couple of examples as people are listening. The real Donald Trump, as he tweets, needs more discipline. This stage is where it is hurting him. Dr. Ben Carson, not ready for prime time, not prepared. And Marco Rubio defuses and explains immigration argument brilliantly. Let's talk about Donald Trump first. Where did he go wrong?
I think Donald Trump had the most to lose, and he did come out not well on the debate last night. What he needs to do is he needs to stop answering questions like he's shooting from the hip. There is some discipline that is required by the leader of the free world, and he certainly hasn't demonstrated that. So by calling people stupid, by certainly not admitting that he has made some difficult and misogynistic, frankly, comments over the years, I think has hurt him and made him seem less like a leader that we would certainly want to have.
Did he go against brand, though? I mean, wasn't he Donald Trump, the Donald Trump we expected last night?
He was on brand for sure, Tim, but what he wasn't was showing up as a leader that we will ultimately vote for.
How about Ben Carson?
Carson was surprisingly dull and flat, and except at the very end when he finally got his mojo back, when he talked about, of course, the only one up there who had done brain surgery and separated Siamese twins. But Ben Carson seemed unprepared, and like I said, not ready for prime time. He simply didn't seem like he had studied up, you know. When you get somebody like a Ben Carson, a very smart guy, clearly a very smart person, sometimes they think they don't have to study for this kind of thing because it's fluff. But that's not the case.
Once again, we're talking about the debate last night with Ruth Sherman, CEO, celebrity and entrepreneur, speech and media coach. We mentioned Marco Rubio. Talk about him and also John Kasich. According to most accounts, those two gained in last night's debate. What's your take?
I agree. I think of the two, I think Marco Rubio gained the most. And the reason for that was that he got into where he's talented. His voice is very pleasing to listen to. He was looking into the camera. One of the things that I thought he got under control finally was his tendency to display nervousness and anxiety. And so he finally got that under control. That's due to a lot of practice and preparation. John Kasich was definitely came across, I think, as a moderate Republican. I don't know whether he is or not. I never comment on policy or types of Republicans, but he came across as a moderate Republican, making some very heartfelt statements concerning the needy, the poor, and certainly gay marriage. So those two, I agree with you completely that they came out ahead. And if I had to choose between the two, Marco Rubio was the winner.
And let's just talk briefly about anything that struck you about the other candidates who were on the stage. For example, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, anything that struck you about their exchanges and how they came across?
Ted Cruz is just generally unlikable, and one of his jobs last night, I think, was to come across as a little less boastful and more likable, and he wasn't able to break out of that.
Why does he come across as unlikable?
And he comes across as unlikable because he comes across as if he is the smartest person in the room. He's the smartest person in the room. I went to Princeton. I was, king of the debate club. And so the expectation is that he is going to do well in these types of debates, which are not really debates at all. They're simply opportunities for candidates to get up and strut their stuff. And so if he's going to come across with that type of an attitude, a sneering, condescending, boastful attitude, then it's simply not going to connect with people. And I think Rand Paul has a similar problem, although not to the extent that Ted Cruz does. His problem is more about he's too serious. He takes himself too seriously. The both of them have a very difficult time laughing at themselves. I don't see that with them. You have to be able to do that. Even Donald Trump can laugh at himself, although not very well.
You've given us a lot to chew on. Quite a night last night. I appreciate the time that you've spent with us, Ruth. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Tim.
Great insight. Ruth Sherman, CEO, celebrity and entrepreneur, speech and media coach, former faculty member of the Women's Campaign School at Yale University, talking about the debate last night, more in terms of how the candidates came across, not so much on the policy side, but rather on the presentation side of things.